This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I would like to draw your attention to the Igeres Ramban, famous Igeres Ramban. Tizaher ledaber kol dvarecha l'chal adam u'b'chaleis benachas. Be careful to speak all your words. Not sometimes nice and sometimes angry. No, all your words. To all people, everyone. Not only to big people, even to simple people. U'b'chaleis, all times, even when they get you angry. Even when they get under your skin. Tizar ledaber kol v'recha l'chol adam u'b'chaleis. Nachas, Adinus. The opening statement of the Igeres Ramban, his advice is language, how you speak. Adinus, Nachas. L'chol Adam. All your words, B'chaleis. Mashgiach, Maran, the Mashgiach, Reb Nosson, Zecher Tzadik, Levracha. He was attached to these words of the Ramban. This was very common on his tongue to always speak about this Ramban. The Sfarim of the Mashgiach write, Leket Rishimais Elul Yom Neroyim, page Kuf Chaf, how the Mashgiach was very attached to these words. This was to him one of the loftiest of goals that he kept on being doirish. He was moaning it from people. It says over there that they once asked the Mashgiach, French Jewry, a lot of it is far from Torah. A lot of Yidden in France. And they have an opportunity to write in the French newspapers something about Yiddishkeit. It's Shabbos Tshuva. Like this. This could be a word of chizuk, of asershim for asershim etshuva. We have the opportunity that thousands are going to read it because they read the secular French newspapers. What should they write? It has to be short and to the point. Something that could be a Shabbos tshuva drasha to the French secular. What should we write? No. What do you think he told him to write? Tizaher ledaber kol vrecha, the words of the Ramban. Shabbos tshuva. You see, this to the Mashgiach was Shabbos tshuva. Did he write about doing tshuva? No, he wrote to them about. He wanted the message to get out to them. Ayid talks like this. And this is the to him, as the Ramban actually continues, is the yisayit of everything. Because through that you won't get angry, through that you'll have anov, and through that you'll have yirashamayim. It all leads to yirashamayim if you talk the way you speak. If you're soft in your speech, you will have yirashamayim. And to the Mashgiach, this was a miut hamachzik esamruba, so much contained in this sentence, that this should have been the Shabbos tshuva drash. Well, they told him that it's a very tall order. Can ask for everyone to speak all the time, everything that they say to everyone. Who could do that? You're asking too much. We got to tone it down. See, he tells you, you know what? Then in that, if the way you're saying it and you need something more applicable, then I guess let's go to plan B. What you should write is what the Gross says, what the Halakha Gaon writes, Kol Yamav Tzarech Adam L'Siyaser. A person has to work on himself, but not with tiny eyes. Not with fasting, and not with sigufim, but rather rest and piv the tavoisav. Control your mouth and control your desires. And that was the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, Shabbos Tshuva Drasha, for the French people in the newspaper. Interesting, there is some mekar for this, in the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Ar Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes that one of the avoidas that are important, that Aser Shimei Tshuva, we think Aser Shimei Tshuva is to do big tshuva and and Kaporis and Chveis Groisin Yonim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, please work on something, and that is when you see people, your friends, the people around you on Aseret Shimei Tshuva, you need to speak softly and kindly and warmly, benachas, b'sever ponim yafis, because a person during the Aseret Shimei Tshuva might be, as they say, yish angestrengt, which means he's extremely stressed out because of the fear and the pachad, and you might come to speak in a somewhat on edge tone to your friend, and you got to work on that to make sure in Aseret Shimei Tshuva you don't have it. So you start to see that ladaber benachas as an avoid in Aseret Shimei Tshuva is already rooted. It's already merumas. It's already a makar in the words of the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter himself in Ar Yisrael. Aseret Shimei Tshuva, people are on edge. That's for you. That's the way you should feel inside, between you and the Rabbi Yisrael. But the people around you don't have to feel that. You need to speak to them. Benachas ubesever ponim yafis. In Leket Rishima, Yisliman Amusra Avoidus Hashem, it's another chelik, a volume of the Mashgiach Svarim that they put out from the Mashgiach after he passed away. Page 45, they bring over there something interesting. That, like we said, this was on the tongue of the Mashgiach always. This, Lizar Ledabri Kol Varecha, he said, even the children in the house, not only the grown-ups around him who wanted to learn from him, Musar and Ashkof, even the little kids knew that this is what the Mashgiach was always telling them to repeat and to learn and to strive for. These words of the Igeres Rabban, and it says over there that when a kid would even raise his voice in the house, the Mashgiach would right away begin with the old famous Nigun of Musar from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the famous accepted Nigun that they would sing in the yeshivas. Tizaher ledaber kol varecha benachas l'chol adam. This was a common song on the lips of the Mashgiach, especially in his home. Now, what's so important of speaking softly, speaking humbly, speaking benachas? Why is that so important? What is the reason for this hanhaga? So the truth is, from the Ramban is mashma, as he says, it's mimidas hatoivos. These are from the best attributes possible. Yet I want to quote a Charedim. In Charedim, Perik Lamed Chesim and Lamed Hei, Charedim is a Rishon, he says that it's actually mitzvah saseh, medivrei kabbalah, or medivrei seifrim. It's almost like it's a mitzvah rabbanon, atluiz bepeo bekana, which means the windpipe, which means speech, the mouth and speech. And that is, Yisnaig Adl Medaber Benaschal Adam Yishuv Kemedaber Fnei Amelech Shiyari Laharim Kol Lefanav Demloi Kol Aretz Kvaydei. So we have an interesting charedim, and that is that it's almost like a mitzvah drabonim. It's not just v'hu mida toiva, as the wording of the Ramban seems to imply. Now, what is the reason of this mid of Ladaber Benachas according to the Charedim? And the answer is, as he says, it's a tznius Tashem. Malay chalar it's kevaydai, since the Rabbeinu Shloim is everywhere, imagine the king is here. Would you yell in front of a king? So this is a humility in front of Hashem. The Ramban seems to learn it's humility. The person is humble, he doesn't yell. The Charedim seems to say that the pshat is, the melech is here. Don't scream. You act polite in front of the king, and that's the reason to ledaber benachas. The Ramban wants that it should be nachas, so you'll come not to have kas, and you'll have yirah shamayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.